Minik, and also by divine providence, we're doing chapter 221, which is in preparation of the festival of Pesach. Now over here, the Rebbe talks about the importance of seeing to it that people have, especially the Shmura, round Shmura matzahs for the Seders especially. The Rebbe brings down, there used to be a tradition that the rabbis were the ones that would supply to their congregation six matzahs, basically three for each of the Seders, or minimally two matzahs, so one for each Seder. In addition to the very simple logistical reason, that was another source of income for the rabbi, that he got to sell the matzahs, and there were several, Rebbe doesn't say it here, but there were several customs like this, like selling the chametz, selling a lulav and esrog, that was considered part of the rabbi's income. But besides that, the Rebbe says also, because it involves with a lot of very particular laws, especially in the matzah mitzvah. And we know that there's one thing eating matzah a whole Pesach, which one is not allowed to eat chametz, and that's why you have to eat matzah. But there's something special about eating the matzah mitzvah, which is on the night, the first night, or in Chutzlar is also on the second night of Pesach, because there is a special mitzvah of eating matzah then. It is a lot of laws there. The rabbis, knowing exactly the laws, they were able to give the most perfect and great matzahs. And the Rebbe says, if I had the strength or the ability, I'm asking, I would instruct for people to continue that minhag today. But the Rebbe doesn't leave it only up to the rabbis. The Rebbe says to all community leaders that anybody who has any sort of influence in the community should make sure that if there was somebody that would use these matzah shmuras, should send them these matzahs, hand-baked matzahs, round matzahs, and matzah shmura, and to have hundreds and thousands of people preserve this mitzvah. Now, if you see now, we take it for granted, Baruch Hashem, all the supermarkets everywhere they carry, you can get the shmura matzah, a little bit expensive, there's some lower in price, but that has started out. I mean, here the Rebbe came out with this. This goes back, you know, more than 70 years or 60 years ago. And the Rebbe came out then, and this is now the result of the Rebbe's call at that time to provide matzahs. And of course, the Rebbe says, in public seders where people have to see to it that the people have these special matzahs. And the Rebbe also brings from the Zohar that the matzah has two very powerful aspects to it. It's, first of all, it's a food that heals, that brings a person healing. It's also a food that brings the person amuna, brings him belief in Hashem. So faith is the foundation of all the mitzvahs and for the Jewish life in general. Because, and then when we fulfill it properly, then that will bring all the blessing. A few more notes over here. There's also a tradition not to eat matzah 30 days before Pesach. The Rebbe brings down that tradition. Now, some people... this matzah would be, of course, matzah that you can fulfill your obligation. What about matzah which is chometz dik, or what about egg matzah? I mean, that's something that people would sometimes eat, but that's another question. Here, Rebbe is talking about regular matzah not to eat before day. Now, there's another question. You know, people have the tradition that they leave for Pesach altogether, they go to hotels and they go to other places, or being sometimes, I guess, maybe somebody asked the Rebbe, I'm not sure what the answer is to, maybe they wanted to come to the Rebbe for Pesach. But the Rebbe writes like this, ending your response, you can get today Shmura Matzah for $16 a pound, if you want the Ukrainian. Yeah, Ukrainian matzah, $16. Yeah?
I don't know where it's from.
Yes.
You said Ukrainian?
Yes. Okay, yeah. It comes from Ukraine. It's baked in Ukraine. Okay, let me just finish this piece. So, the Rebbe says like this, that it is a custom to, by the Jewish people, that in Pesach, the families are together. You don't do separate. And especially the head of the family. So maybe the guy was asking the Rebbe, he wants to visit the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, stay home. How much do you want?
Can you take
a look at it? Come on, Isham, Kakshav. Okay. Okay. Come on, So, and but the Rebbe writes us, in addition to the fact that it's impossible to really be careful on the Pesach if you're not at home, if you're in another place. So this would probably apply to hotel too, in this place. And now the Rebbe also says there are some special people that would have a special dwelling place for Pesach. They'd have a Pesach home. And everything in Pesach home. But the Rebbe says, I didn't hear, and I didn't hear or see our Rebbe's dealing that. But you know what? We do have Pesach kitchens. I mean, that's a pretty standard.